With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Set to fulfill another campaign pledge, President Trump today expected to sign an executive order doing away with the Department of Education. Mr. Trump says responsibility for educating America's young people should be returned to the states and localities. The Department of Education, created back in the late 70s by Congress, the president's move to abolish it raises constitutional questions. In President Trump's wide-ranging talks with his Ukrainian counterpart,
President Trump discussed Ukraine's electrical supply and nuclear power plants. He said that the United States could be very helpful in running those plants with its electricity and utility expertise. American ownership of those plants would be the best protection for that infrastructure and support for Ukrainian energy infrastructure.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, who also says there is a concerted effort by the far left to judge shop as the president's political foes use the courts to try to stop his agenda. Leavitt says that Mr. Trump will comply with court orders, but she calls them egregious, adding that the administration will appeal at every turn. Well, have you noticed? Eggflation, the skyrocketing cost of that breakfast staple, is easing a bit.
The Department of Agriculture says the wholesale price for a dozen white eggs this week is $4.15, down from $6.85 last week. Prices have now fallen for 3 weeks in a row. For many, egg prices have come to be emblematic of the sky-high prices for everyday commodities faced by American households. Prices soared amid massive government spending under President Biden. Lingering high prices have left many wondering whether and how quickly President Trump's new economic policies may solve the problem. Bob Agner reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 180 points, NASDAQ futures off 134. This is SRN News. National Right to Life releases its annual report.
It paints a picture of a post-Roe versus Wade America in which pro-life laws are saving lives, but the use of abort-efficient drugs is rising, often as a means of circumventing those same laws. The report indicates that about half the states have restricted abortion in some way since the Supreme Court's decision, with five of them passing laws banning abortion entirely as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals considering a lawsuit pitting a suburban Ohio school district's policy on transgender pronouns against the free speech rights of classmates. The suit was brought by Parents Defending Education, a national Christian organization, against the Olentangy Local School District. Lower court rejected the group's arguments that the policies violate the First Amendment free speech rights of students who believe that there are only two genders. This is SRN News. A jury convicts a failed political candidate of federal charges in connection with a series of drive-by shootings.
The shootings took place at the homes of four Democratic state and local lawmakers in Albuquerque in 2022 and 2023. The verdict was delivered Wednesday. Former Republican candidate Solomon Pena had pleaded not guilty to conspiracy, weapons-related charges, and interference with federally protected activities. His attorney says they will appeal. They say that he was prosecuted because of his political beliefs. The attacks took place as threats against public officials surged after President Donald Trump and his allies questioned the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Compiled by Gallup and the UN, the World Happiness Report names Finland as the happiest country on earth. The United States, well, it doesn't do so well. The U.S. comes in at number 24, its lowest position ever. The high water mark, an 11th place ranking, came back in 2012. More details at srnnews.com.